All right, now we're recording. I want to talk to you this morning about faith, about our faith. And the question is, what type of faith do you have? I mean, if we look at the definition of faith, it says, the first definition you get, if you look it up on the internet, it says a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. The second definition is a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion. So, and it says, goes on to say, based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. But the question, I guess, that kind of hit me, I've had this lesson running around in my head for probably, 2 or 3 months. I started it, I quit, I get to a point that I always take, and I get too much on sharing. I always bring my past life into it, and sometimes I was like, no, that's not right, because I'm bringing it more about me. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about God. That is what that's what my whole point of being up here is, to tell you about God. That is what we want to learn about. But starting off on the reading this morning comes out of 1 Peter, it's chapter 1, or 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. And it starts off, it says, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to do a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while it is necessary you have been distressed for various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor. The revelation of Jesus Christ, and though you have not seen him, you love him, and though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with the joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. And the question is, as far as what kind of faith do you have, and it kind of changes as you go along. When you first start out as a Christian, for those of you who are lucky enough to be raised in the church, I wasn't raised in the Church of Christ, but for those of you who are born and raised in the Church of Christ, a lot of times you start off with an inherited faith. Your faith is your parents' faith. They get you up every morning. All right, time to get up, get dressed. We're going to put on our Sunday best or whatever, and we're going to go to church. So you get that initial faith you get from your parents. You take and get from whoever is that person who is leading you to church, whether it's a parent, a grandmother, but those who take you to church, that's where you get that first initial faith. And this is the faith that the Israelites had. When they took, and anytime something came up, they would say, well, we're children of Father Abraham. So they took, and they really never made that faith their own. That faith that they had was more about, well, Father Abraham was the one who, we're from him. We have his faith. We know that he was the one that started all this. God promised him that this was going to happen. So they relied back to the point that they would even take their genealogy and they would go back and say, my father was this, my father and his father and his father and his father. And then they would get back to Father Abraham. They took and made that genealogy, that lineage was their faith. It wasn't a faith of God. It was more of a faith in Abraham. It was the faith that came from him. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, people get that same way today. My grandfather was one of the first members in the, sitting in the front, in the pew. My grandfather took and for other places built gave the money for the steeple for the bell. My grandfather paid for the windows or whatever. You start getting back to, well, my grandfather did this, and then you're relying, your faith, you don't never make the faith your own. You're always relying on someone else to make that faith. Somebody, it's somebody else's faith. It's never your own. And then, if you're lucky, as you progress, then you take and you get what is called textbook faith. You've got your faith. You start getting the faith, and you start getting it from reading right here, reading this Bible. You take and start getting your own faith. You start making it your own, but it you still have that combination. And you can take and read something, and it is, and make it your own, but the issue with that is you never know how good your faith is. If you take and I read the Bible and you take and you say, yes, I believe that Lord, that Jesus Christ is the Son of our God, and that he came to this earth and he died for me, and I believe he's going to protect me, that I'm going to go to heaven. Well, what happens when all of a sudden you're put under a little bit of stress? Do you take and revert back to away from your faith? Or is that, does that just harden your faith? And that's what we need to take and work for, is that hardened or proven faith as we go about our lives, to know that, you know, there's going to be trials. There's going to be temptations in this faith, in this world. And if we don't take, we need to be able to stand up to it and realize that to take and say, all right, take, get away. I'm not doing this, whatever that is. Whether that's going out, going back to the bars, if that's going out chasing some an ex-girlfriend, or whatever it is. Even if it's just something, I'm going to go fishing this morning. You know, it was a nice day this morning, beautiful sunrise, and it's beautiful on the lake or the river this morning, especially if you're out on a boat or running around. It'd be a beautiful morning to do this. Well, is that what you're doing? Or are you actually taking and coming to the Lord and putting those temptations behind you and proving your faith to yourself? You want to take and be ready to be able to prove yourself to your, more for yourself. God knows what's in our heart. He knows that what we have done throughout our lives. He knows everything that I've done wrong, and he knows everything I've done right. He even knows the count of hair on my head, even though there's a whole lot less than there used to be. But that's the whole point. God knows everything. And a lot of times we need to take and realize that he is here for us, and we just need to be willing to take and let him in, to take and work on ourselves as well. And then to realize that our faith is something special. It's not something that you just take and all of a sudden you have it and it's no big deal. Your faith is special, and it's special to you. It's special because if you lose your faith, then that is when you start having issues. Because once your faith starts getting a little weak, that's when the devil comes in. The stronger your faith is, the less chance that the devil's going to be able to get you. Not saying that he won't come, still try. He's still going to try, but he might not hit you all at once that way. If you have a strong faith, your faith is going to take and allow you to resist these little temptations that the devil keeps throwing at us. Well, I don't want to go to church this morning. It's only Wednesday night. I can miss a Wednesday night. I mean, what's one Sunday? I mean, those are things that I'm sure, I know it goes through my head. I could take and be doing something else. I need to get my yard mowed. I haven't had my yard mowed in 2 weeks. I need to get my yard mowed. He won't care. God won't care if I miss Wednesday night. I'll make it up later. But that is us. That's what we need to remember, that works against our faith, because once we start letting that faith get weak, And then we start believing that it's on us and not on God. That is where we have our problem. That's when we start running into problems. And we just need to remember what our faith is actually like. And let's see, I've got the... I don't remember where I went for this one. But just as we go about it, we need to remember that our faith, we need to remember that our faith is about us. We need to have our own faith and not rely on what everyone else has taught us in the past. Now, yes, we need to take and listen to other people, but we need to prove. Realize that if somebody tells me something, don't take it for granted that it is true. If I get up here and I tell you something, I hope you're going home and you're checking it out. You're checking what I'm saying here, because I'm human and I might take and say something wrong. And if I do, please tell me, because we want to take and work on that and always have that our faith is strong. I don't ever want to cause anybody to take and question whether or not something I say, whether I'm standing up here or if I'm sitting in the pulpit or if I'm sitting at the coffee shop on a Monday morning, whatever it is, I don't want to take and cause someone to struggle. I want to help build people's faith up. And we can see that, and it's coming out of John 20, verses 26 through 29, that Jesus is talking about faith. And it said, this is after he's been resurrected. Starting off, it says, after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it in my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are those who do not see me and yet believed. And we do have a disadvantage for us today. We don't have, as the first century Christians, they had the ability. Either they had heard the stories about Jesus. Some of them were lucky enough to see Jesus. They still had the apostles who were spreading the word that Jesus had. We don't have that. What we do have this morning, and what we have every day if we keep it with us, is our Bible. We have God's word that even though, and I should have taken, I don't remember off the top of my head, how many... I want to say scribes. There are authors of books in here. But the one thing that we need to realize is this book, this Bible that we have, there are however many people that actually wrote down the words. But every word in here came from God. That we need to remember that God took and gave these men the words that we have today to take and help us with our faith. That he did give us this something that they didn't have in the first century. In the first century, they had the apostles. They had the word given by word of mouth. We have the written word today that we can take and go into and take and help build our faith up as we go about our life. And that's something that we need to really do, is to take... And if our faith is starting to get weak, to remember that we can come back and look at the Bible. We can come back and we can read the Bible. And that faith will be built up. But also we need to remember, especially today, your help is only a phone call away. You can call anybody in this building right now. And if you're having a rough time, they'll be happy to talk to you, help talk you through it. If, you know, I'm really having struggles this morning, I'm having problems with my anger. I really need to work on this. And everybody in here would be happy to talk to you about it, be happy to try and help you work through the issues that you're having at that time, whether it's your anger, whether it's financial issues, trying to help you sit down and help you figure out, okay, this is what you need to do to get to it, we'll all be happy to do that. And that's one thing, the good thing with, or the great thing we have with a small church like this, we have the ability that we know everybody in here. I can look out and I can see, I see all the faces and I know them. And we can take and look at each other and know that we can make a phone call and that anybody here is going to help us the best they can. And if they can't give us the answer or they can't help us out, they're probably going to say, okay, well, let's make a phone call and call somebody else. I'm not sure what the answer is, but let's get this person involved. And if it has to, we'll get the whole congregation together to figure out what we need to do to get everything back to normal for you, to help you build your strength back up and have that faith in God. Because we all want to go to heaven, but I don't want to be alone. I want to take as many people with me as possible. And that's what our goal is. And that's one thing that is great about our faith, is our faith allows us to go out and tell others about God. The stronger our faith is in God, even though we didn't see Jesus, we didn't see his hands, but we have the words here that God gave us that can take and help us to get there and help us build our faith up and allow us to take and go and be in heaven with him. And that's going to be the glorious, most glorious day of ever. It'll be sad for the people that are still here, but it's going to be glorious for me when I'm there, because then I'm going to be with my Lord and I'm going to have all the love that we can never get. Even though you have love here, that love that he has for us is so great, because he was willing to give his son for us while we were still sinners. Before we ever were born, he gave his son for us. And that is something that we just need to realize and keep working to build your faith up always. And if, like I said, if anyone at any time needs help, feel free to call anybody. We'll take and make the phone. We'll get as many people involved as we need to actually can get this going, to get you back into the state of mind that you need to be in to continue to be a son or daughter of Christ, of God. Because that's what we want. We want everybody to be there with us. So at this time, if anyone has any needs at all, whether you need prayers of the church, whether or not you need to take and become baptized, or you want to just continue to study God's word, if you need anything at all, if you would, please come as we stand and sing the invitation song.